Hey everyone, this is Tim Bannock, also known as The Watcher. Welcome to Let's Start Over, Shall We? An actual play podcast set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We are going through all the MCU from Phase 1 on and letting the dice fall where they may. This week, we have...
Leon playing Tony Stark.
This is Callie playing Pepper Potts.
I'm Patrick, and I'm playing Bruce Banner. Except for when I'm angry.
This is Willie, and I'm playing James Rhodes.
Remember to subscribe and share and support your local comic book shop. Now, let's start over, shall we? It's been a few days. The soldier who is captured has been taken into custody by S.H.I.E.L.D. You've gotten Banner to safety and made sure that like he's not arrested for this or something like that, because it's still not a public thing to, you know, the general populace that Bruce Banner and the Hulk are the same thing, right? So people aren't gunning for him. The fact that S.H.I.E.L.D. was there and Coulson was involved helps with that. Like, they apparently seem to understand what's going on and don't immediately incarcerate you. They actually more or less remand you to Tony's custody with a huge asterisk and a big caveat of, look, we're going to talk about this. Things settled down to a certain degree in these next couple of days. There's obviously an investigation into what's going on regarding who were these soldiers, where did they come from, how did they disappear like that. So these aren't a few days where it's just like inactivity. Like, assume you guys are busy with these events. Amidst all of that that's going on, Lieutenant Colonel James Rhodes arrives at the Washington, D.C. office of his commanding officer, Major General Meade. Once in his office, you see the stern face of General Thaddeus Ross seated at Meade's desk, flanked by Brigadier General Glenn Talbot. After greetings are made, we all know who General Ross is. Meade, who appears in Iron Man 2 as your commanding officer, is an older commanding officer, but he's still got that kind of like sturdy build and very stern demeanor. But he's in kind of... for you, your relationship with him is really good because you're
right,
the liaison to Stark Industries, right? So you get him all these cool toys to play with. So he's always, you know, had a liking for you. And he actually seems very proud. As you're coming into his office called in for whatever reason this is, he's actually has a smirk on his face and seems like he's in good spirits. General Ross does not. General Ross looks the opposite. He's got the stern look. He doesn't seem happy, but he also doesn't seem to be there because of whatever's going on with you. You get the sense that he just happened to be in the office. General Talbot is immediately below the Major General in rank. He's a Brigadier General, so he reports to Meade as well, but he's quite a bit higher up than you in rank. You don't know him too well. He's a younger commanding officer, you know, still in his 40s at this point, but one of the younger commanding officers in this division. You've probably had a few run-ins with him, and he seems like a pretty easygoing guy for the most part for a Brigadier General in terms of his relationship with like you, but you really don't know much more about him, so his presence is neither here nor there to you. As you come in and greetings are made, Major General Meade offers you a seat and then slides a manila folder across his desk to you. And you see that there's a stamp on it that has the S.H.I.E.L.D. logo. He says, "Lieutenant Colonel Rhodes, it appears you have a new assignment. This was just handed down to me from the Secretary of Defense's office. And I'm not going to lie, I took a peek at what was inside. And it looks like the promotion I recommended you for turned into something a lot bigger than that. You've been assigned to the Strategic Homeland Intervention Enforcement and Logistics Division in a new role. Everything else in there is really above my pay grade at this point. It's been an honor serving with you, and I'm sure you'll do them proud." And he gives you a salute and seems genuinely proud of this thing. And also, like, he doesn't really understand how this happened or what's going on. Mm-hmm. But he's like, you're getting a security clearance rank that's above mine now. Go for it. You know, he shakes your hand and says, "Colonel,
Hey, thank you, sir. Mazel tov.
And I will take the folder and open it up.
Yeah, you see in there, you know, there's whatever official paperwork. I'm not a military guy, so I don't know. But there's whatever official paperwork goes along with, you know, getting the rank increase to colonel. You know, you probably have whatever pin that comes with it or insignia that comes with the rank increase. And you also have the letter, which I have sent to you previously.
Yes.
Stating your new assignment and what all is going on there. The Major General gets up, gives you a salute, shakes your hand. Brigadier General Talbot also shakes your hand, congratulates you. General Thaddeus Ross, he has this, his look, his already stern look just kind of like goes even more sour as soon as he hears S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, he really seems like he's not enjoying this, and you don't get the sense that Major General Meade or Brigadier General Talbot even really necessarily understand why he seems to be raining on your parade.
I mean, his name is William Hurt, so I mean, it's in the guy's name, for God's sakes.
All right, so yeah, I will take that, and in starting to look at it, I will give my salutes and step out, I guess.
The Major General kind of like walks with you to the door and maybe says a few more, mm-hmm. you know, niceties. And as you reach the door and, you know, the secretary opens it, that you guys step through. And once you're on the other side, he closes the door behind him to the office while Ross and Talbot mm-hmm. stay behind. And he kind of leans into you and he's like, really, truly good work. I don't pretend to know what S.H.I.E.L.D. does. They're kind of a bit of a left turn in organizations. So you're going to be working with something wholly different from what you've been doing up to this point. I have little doubt it'll have something to do with Mr. Stark. So best of luck with that, whatever that might be. But you'll be reporting to an Agent Coulson at the S.H.I.E.L.D. Academy of Science and Technology. My secretary has the details on that location. So truly, best of luck to you. And I look forward to not hearing anything about what you're doing, because it's probably all top secret now.
Oh, boy. Yeah, thank you, sir. I guess at this point I'll give another salute, probably shake his hand, and go talk to his secretary about the this location that I need.
Where is this?
Where am I going? Yeah. That's not in the letter.
Who in the what now? Yeah, he shakes your hand, you know, slaps you on the shoulder one more time, good-naturedly, and turns mm-hmm. back and heads into his office to confront a scowling General Thaddeus Ross and a much happier Talbot. You're given the information, and that's pretty much where we'll leave you out there. Tony and Pepper.
Real quick, is this before or after Pepper's psych eval?
Great question, Ella. If you guys seriously want to go somewhere with that, now's your chance to bring it up.
So would Rhodey have followed up with me? Because I didn't witness the complete mental breakdown of the person I've entrusted my company to.
Probably, you know, I feel like a day or two after, I'm just going to be like, yo, Tony, she lost it.
Yeah, so I think it's very important that we follow up on that thread. Because that's kind of concerning, and will likely spawn some other actions. So, can I arrange some sort of like crisis therapy or like something like that? Or just even talk to her and be like, "You doing okay, bud?"
Okay. Yeah.
I'm legit yeah. asking, because as a player, I'm concerned too, and I'm supposed to be the reckless one here. So
we did talk about making Pepper more reckless.
We did. We definitely did. So I'm now reacting to that.
Tony, when that happened, that was not. I need training. I need to be prepared for that. If that's what working in this place is going to be like now that you're Iron Man, that was crazy.
Yes. And I can assure you that is not a regular day at the office as a CEO.
Well, maybe not as a CEO, but a CEO working with Iron Man. This is something we gotta think about this.
Yes. I think what would be really a good step is maybe we give you a couple days to calm down. A couple mental health days.
But Tony, I am the CEO now. There's going to be, we're at the expo, there's going to be press wanting to know what's going on. There's going to be a lot of damage. I mean, I guess S.H.I.E.L.D., now we're pals with S.H.I.E.L.D., so maybe they can help us out with that. But I feel like, I mean, we need to know how we're presenting this for the company. We need to know how that's going to work.
That's true. I think, you know, you're CEO, you're entitled to time off. And I think,
as CEO, I also think I need to show up.
Okay. Well, we're I think we need to figure out a better system. If something like this happens again, maybe not trust those instincts you have and pick up a gun and charge in, specifically when it's the Hulk.
But you were out there, you charged in.
I also had Iron Man armor.
This is true. I had a gun in Kevlar armor. I thought about it first.
Right. And how'd that work out?
I didn't get hurt.
Yes, because of pure luck at this point. So all I'm asking is moving forward, in a situation like that, I kind of need you, while I'm actively been deferring to you as CEO with business stuff.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there, because you have not deferred to me once as CEO. You have continued to keep me in the dark. You have continued to go off the playbook. I learned how to not follow directions from you. I learned how to not follow the plan from you.
Why is this the one thing you've learned from me? Of anything you could have learned.
Well, you're claiming to be my mentor, so what are you mentoring me in? I was your assistant for 10 years. That's not the same thing.
So what I'm saying here. So first off, okay, let's jog it on back here a little bit. I did defer the S.H.I.E.L.D. meeting to you. So
you didn't
were...
want no, Tony, you didn't want to be in the S.H.I.E.L.D. meeting.
That
That's
was
not
your
the
words.
Same thing.
Those were not my words. I chose the record will reflect that I deferred. And it just so happened in parallel, I didn't want to have it. But I think what that shows is when you do the right thing, it helps you as well. So we need to remember that when you decide to pick up a gun and try to fight an enormous green rage monster. Because that would be the wrong thing. So, you know, and I appreciate your intentions. And I appreciate this new badass role you're trying to take. But let's, you know, we need you healthy, happy, and sound, and safe if you're going to go and take this company into the best direction. And I trust you, and I don't want anything to happen to you. And there's a little glimmer of like a nice, I want to call this out, because Tony gets a real bad rap. This is a real sweet moment of him actively caring.
Yeah.
And there's that moment.
Which Pepper notices and acknowledges, and she probably hasn't really talked about what happened with anybody else before either, and so this is like her first time kind of verbally processing it. But so she's kind of like, you know, Tony, when Hulk was charging down the hallway, I didn't know what I was going to do. I was there, I had the gun. That was my first instinct to kind of try and help you, but it wouldn't have been enough. Like, I don't, what, and so even if I'd run, if you hadn't been there, what do we do when running is not enough? If that's your best advice for me.
What's the cinematic equivalent of a light bulb over my head going off?
I'm not even trying to guide the conversation there. I'm not even trying to, like,
I know, no, but I mean, it's, this is, this, yeah.
It's the moment when the camera was like handheld, kind of going around you as you were having this heated discussion, and then it stabilizes and focuses on Tony as he realizes, you know, I think the cinematic quality. Yeah, and he looks into the camera and just I don't know.
Okay,
maybe I'm not a good director.
No, that was perfect.
Yeah. Great. Also, I'm really enjoying Tim. I'm really enjoying watching your reactions while we do our role play.
It's hard not to.
I love it.
Man. Okay. I'm good with what we got out of that scene.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pepper would do a psych eval if needed to, if that's something that anybody wants to actually put on record.
No hesitation.
100%. I am seriously concerned about your mental state right now.
Well, I think Pepper's a little freaked out too, though, because like she'd never been in that sort of situation before, and that's what she chose to do. Like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And quick sidebar. I think there should be some type of special XP moment when one person says something and then another person does the retort to that line. Because Callie and I just pulled the Iron Man 2 section of talking about going on leave.
I mean, you both get 1 XP. I can do that for you.
Telling me I watch these movies nonstop all week for nothing?